This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back with this week's after show. After the show, it's the after show.
No Armand, he was here with us during the episode.
Nope, we threw him out.
He had to leave a little earlier, he had a foot doctor thing. He's not going to the foot doctor, he is the foot doctor, if that scares you.
Right, right.
You should feel pretty
normal.
He's
going to tell somebody what's wrong.
Scares the rest of us as well. So after show, same thing we do every time, voicemails, emails, whatever else the fuck we want.
Definitely.
We had some iTunes reviews. Let me bring up some iTunes reviews we've had lately. We're up to a total of 522 reviews or ratings on iTunes, which is pretty cool.
522 reviews on iTunes?
Yeah.
What's our average?
Just over a 4. You want me to give you the
just
exact?
Just over a 4?
Yeah, I can give you the
how
exact.
How is it that high?
We've had 349 five-star ratings. That's by far our number one.
Really?
349 fives, 39 fours, 28 threes, 30 twos, and 76 ones. 76 ones.
76? So it's like, when they hate us, they really fucking hate us. Dude, there's no in between.
Here's a Jerry Garcia quote. This is about the Grateful Dead, but it applies to us too. He said, some people don't like licorice, but the people who like licorice really like licorice.
Uh-huh.
We're like licorice. Some people don't like us, but some people really do.
I'd say we're more control. No, less than licorice. So like black licorice, maybe. And I hate black licorice.
Yeah, well, it's the thought that counts.
It's very small. It's the thought portions. That counts. Like, you know the people that drink Jägermeister? Those people.
I don't drink that.
Fuck
shit.
No, it's
fuck
terrible.
Fuck, that's gross. So there's only two reviews. I'm only going to read the one star. Ah, fuck it. The five star is short, too. The one star says, fake conspiracy researchers.
It says what?
I'm going to let that's the subject. I'm going to let that percolate a minute. What? Fake conspiracy researchers.
Oh, no. When did we perpetuate that?
It'd be real conspiracy researchers. We just research. I wouldn't say we're conspiracy particularly. Any which way. And I get the feeling this is another one of those people who fucking listen to the first couple of our bullshit shows, which I think we should probably delete.
I think so, too.
It's done. The damage is done. We'll just throw it out there for the lols at this point. But anyway, it says these guys are not real conspiracy researchers. Define real conspiracy researcher, Lufer James. They're probably funded by the same people who are involved in the conspiracies. I wish these motherfuckers would get with sending us the money then.
No shit.
You know what I mean?
Wait a minute.
We are probably funded by the same people involved in the conspiracies. Just based on their sponsors at the beginning of the shows. Again, it's probably Amazon, Audible at that point in time.
Right, right.
If you want real facts and real evidence, checks out, and here's his commercial, Secrets of Saturn, Alchemy Radio, Crow 777, that's C-R-O-W-W 777, if you want to check it out, and shows related to those. So he's dropping in a commercial in our one star.
In our review.
And we let it pass.
Yes, we did.
Thank you very much, Lufer, for your one star hilariousness.
Yeah, we still love you.
And really. See if you can get a hold of those people who are involved in the conspiracies and get them to send us those checks for, you know.
Because, yeah, we're missing that. That's the one thing we are missing. You know, we got the shill thing. We've done the lies.
Totally
but
shills.
We need the checks.
Totally shills.
So.
Anyway, the five-star review we had was on the 11th. It's by Duke's mom.
Duke's mom. All right.
She's hashtag Team Eric. That's the subject.
Of course.
So she got that going for her. Love these guys. Make me laugh out loud.
Is that all?
That's it. But it's better than the
other. I don't think we're not funny. There's like no way we could actually be funny.
Somehow we are.
I don't believe that for a second.
Somehow we're a little bit funny.
Can I plug my show too? Of course you can.
Who?
Marissa.
Yeah, plug your show in the chat thing. Where's the fuck? This is the social show. We'll plug it right now.
Yeah.
She does the.
We'll fucking plug butts. We don't care. It's a social show. Okay, maybe we're not plugging any butts.
Well, I'm not plugging any butts.
Butt plug, a social show plug. Never mind. Go ahead. Yeah, it missed, obviously. So
you've,
I told you we weren't funny.
Yeah, man. You totally threw me off my mark. yeah, so those were our Those were our reviews. You fucked me up big time on that one.
Did I get butt plugging? Oh, yeah.
This is the first time we've talked about butt plugging. Let's get into it.
You're not the only one that gets fucked up by butt plugs.
Is America being overtaken by an army of women with butt plugs? Pornhub would have you think that.
And the little furry tales that hang out tonight at 9.
The little furry tales, I've seen that before. It's a little weird.
All right, I'm reading Phil's email anyway.
Oh, yeah, I was going to talk about Marissa's podcast. Check out Queen's Table Podcast. It's available on all outlets. That's Marissa. You've seen her on our show.
On Instagram at TQ. No. Queen's Table. TQT. At
I don't remember.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah, you can find it pretty easy. Check it out. She was on our show,
Systematic Racism.
Systemic Racism.
Systemic, that's right. It was systemic.
And she's been with us, goddamn near the beginning, one of our oldest and dearest friends and listeners. So
she's 58 years of age. And no, I'm just kidding. That was
58. That was she's way younger than us.
Way younger. Like, yeah, younger. It was supposed to be funny.
Not that we're old, but she's not.
You're old.
I'm only 38.
I'm only 29.
Yeah, you're full of shit. You're only full of shit.
That's true, too.
Anyway, why don't you hit us on the email?
All right, it's from Phil. Hopefully he doesn't say at the end, keep my name anonymous. So.
Hold on, I'm going to make sure of this because, you know, let's back each other up on this. Yeah. I got the same emails.
Hi, guys.
He just ends up with Phil. Don't give his last name because it's not in there. So.
Right. Hi, you know, guys. I already said it earlier a bunch of times. So first of all, fuck you, Biggie.
All right, right back at you.
Okay. Eric, keep doing the English accent. It's funny as it's shit, but it's funny as fuck. Okay.
It is shit.
Thank you. I'm from Newcastle in the UK. And we are called
right there. Boom.
That's one guy. So, I mean, I've got a multitude.
His name's Phil.
He's mental. That's
He doesn't get much more English than Phil. Because Prince Philip.
Phil Davis.
Queen Elizabeth's husband's name, Philip.
The guy that punched Josh Koscheck, he's British.
Go on.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Daly.
That was Paul Daly.
Paul. Fuck, it was Paul. All right, anyways, we are called Geordies.
Like LaForge. Really? You sound nothing like us, but annoys people.
Why do they? Wait, hang on now. We were skipping over an important part. Why do they call Geordies? I don't understand that.
I don't know.
It's with a G, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, you sound nothing like us, but it annoys people, so keep doing it. Point taken. I started listening about 12 months ago, and I'm fully caught up to date. I listen at work while cleaning pools in Cyprus.
How has Cyprus been everywhere lately?
Insane in the membrane.
God damn it.
I left the UK. It's too cold there. Well, yeah. Have you guys ever thought... You gonna fucking do them emails?
Sorry, you were taking too long.
That's because I was spacing it out. You know, there's spaces there.
Understood. Sorry, my bad.
Have you guys ever thought about looking into Chillingham Castle in
Northumberland?
Yeah, right? Northumberland. That's a weird one. It feels like there should be a C in there for Cumberland. Anyway, it has loads of history. Armand would love it.
Feels like there should be a C in there.
It does. I don't know why I wanted to say North Cumberland.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I'm with you.
Is that a street that we know, or is it close?
I don't know.
Anyway, cheers, lads. Keep up the good work. Fuck you, Everett.
What, he says it really?
Yeah, and he spelled your name with an I.
Yeah, he massacred my spelling. For those of you who are going to say fuck you and write it out, it's E-V-E-R-E-T-T.
It's E-V-E-R.
E-double-T.
E-double-T. That's Big E.
Good one. Thanks for the email, Phil. We have not thought about looking into Chillingham Castle. Hold on, I'll go ahead and throw that into the dock.
Oh, damn, here's another. That's another person from the UK, mate.
Hold on.
I'm going to read this in my native UK accent for you.
Native?
Yes. I just said that. So what? How do you know? How do you know personally that I wasn't born in England? How do you know?
I can't remember whenever I was two. You're right. I see the point.
Okay, so it's my native accent. I've just developed an American one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey guys, Stephen from Newcastle upon Tyne in the United Kingdom, and love the podcast. Currently binge on all the episodes from the Nick of Time days, but all the way down to the David Weiss Flat Earth. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do enjoy them. I've had a problem listening to the David Weiss episode, as to me, he just kept plugging his app and work from other people.
This is totally Australian, by the way.
You think so?
This one's totally Australian.
Yeah. He didn't have any of his own findings. Keep up the good work, Team Everett, all the way. Fuck you, Eric. Nah, fuck you. I don't know if he said fuck you to me twice or if he was changed his mind at the end and said, nah, fuck you.
I don't know. I like it, though. At least you said Team Everett. I'm keeping it.
There's a little mystery there.
A little mystery.
That's two Team Everetts today for you.
Yeah, a lot of people think David Weiss is just plugging his shit. Like, Ken, you got to eat. And how are you going to get out there and get your shit out there unless you get on these type of shows? And what are these?
That type of show?
We are.
What do you mean?
Well, we're almost that type of show. A lot of these shows will take anybody that can get on any guest. I almost hate having guests on.
It's rough because they can't take social cues when they're not in the studio. You know,
that's not the only reason for me. It is kind of hard in that way to have a conversation with somebody. It's like having a phone call.
Yeah. There's dead silences.
I just don't like the flow of those shows.
Nah, they don't feel very good.
I don't feel like it, but I get what he's saying. Or a guy like that has to go on every type of show like ours and get his product out there. If he doesn't, that's where the people who are going to buy it are at.
Yeah. No,
you can't blame him. I had a little bit of trouble. Like, I don't want to go into it again. We all know what the issues we have with that guy on that show.
Anyway, next email from VZ. This is redemption, folks.
Thanks, Steven.
This is redemption.
This is VZ.
Okay, yeah. Go on. I started listening about a month ago, and I'm playing catch up. I'm curious, with the recent news articles surrounding Jeffrey Epstein, was an apology ever given?
Yeah, well, nobody ever apologized.
Hang on.
Apologize to me.
I email the guy back, and I says, given to whom? I can try to dig up some info for you. Hmm. And he said, to you. The entire podcast effort kept saying the whole Pizzagate story was fake news. I just found it amusing hearing his view of it, especially given the news lately.
I didn't hear Pizzagate was confirmed.
I said, oh, snap, you're right. I deserve a fucking apology. I'm on it. I want a formal one, too. So now's the time, bud.
Don't hold your breath, because Pizzagate itself was never confirmed. Just because Jeffrey Epstein was arrested, big fucking deal. People pretty much knew he was a crooked.
I believe in that episode, I said Jeffrey Epstein's name in the episode of Pizzagate, said he was a pedo, and you said, you can't call people pedophiles like that.
You can't.
I did.
What if you got it in his mind? He had never been convicted. It's been years. And he said, you know what? Fuck it, I'm suing you because you call me a pedophile. He could have did that.
You can't get blood from a turnip.
Yeah, you still don't want to be sued.
That's true. I don't.
He'll garnish your wages just like what? A fucking child support.
What's he going to sue me for?
A defamation. Now, people who you have a big ass audience.
How did I defame him?
You have a big ass audience and you got now thousands and thousands of people you've told that he's a pedophile. Think about it like the guy who went into Comet Ping Pong and shot the place up. You have a responsibility, you know what I'm saying? Somebody could shoot Epstein over you saying he was a pedophile. Maybe they had a little brother or something, they got raped, and they're like, fuck this, it's happening to nobody else.
Well, now he got arrested and has proved to be a pedophile, so it's not like I was wrong.
That's not my point. Maybe it was Stephen Smith, you know what I'm saying? Nobody, but somebody you claim to be a pedophile without any other thing other than what you read on the internet or saw in a video.
Is this an apology?
No, this is not an apology. This is
Is this a weird apology?
It's not an apology at all.
They usually start out with like,
hey, VZ, hey, fuck you.
Why are you telling him to fuck off?
Because I'm never giving an apology on this.
Oh, okay. Well, I could use one.
Newsflash. There's certain old fucking white guys who molest some people. R. Kelly's in jail too, but I don't think they had anything to do with each other.
Oh, yeah. What was his deal?
Child porn this time.
He pissed on another kid?
No, child porn. They're getting him on whatever they can.
That fucking guy.
Dude, I finally watched that interview thing where he gets all fucking livid. Like, it's all take my life from me.
What?
You ever seen that where he freaks out on the interviewer? Like,
no.
Yeah, it's.
Is it in the remix recent. To Ignition song? Because if that's not it, then I have no idea.
It's the remix to Ignition.
Yeah,
that's the song about
hot and fresh out. Oh, yeah.
Which one are you thinking?
Yeah, the real one, not the one about peeing.
That's not the real one?
No. There's a song. Are you fucking serious?
I don't know. All I know is the one that was the.
Okay, Dave so Chappelle. That's a parody. That's like saying Yoda is Lola.
Oh, wow. So, okay, that makes sense. That makes sense now.
Yeah.
I never heard the original.
Every Weird Al song is the real thing.
So it does say Remix to Ignition. It's not the song about pissing, though?
There's nothing in the song about peeing.
Gotta get
peeing.
A little bit of poo-poo.
Nothing,
a little bit of pee-pee.
Rubbing your hands on something-something, bouncing on 24s. And all you said we were ready. It's the remix to it. Yeah. Where the fuck were you at, like, when that happened?
Like, one, I don't listen to any station like that. I never would. Where am I going to hear this at? I don't hang out with people. Never have. And I'm going to hang out I don't hear.
He has no friends. No, I'm.
You're not wrong. You're basically, sadly, my only friend.
I know that sucks.
You and JB are like my only friends, and JB lives in fucking Cincinnati.
Yeah, so, and I'm an idiot.
You're a fucking idiot and an asshole.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've not denied that ever. So.
All right. Well, there's another email you got here from Crystal. You see
hello.
That?
I just got onto your podcast. Well, you weren't on it, but I just got into your podcast due to the information on Pizzagate. Now, after the Epstein case opening up last week,
she asked for a fucking apology. I'm stabbing somebody.
And ties to Clinton, it seems the wheel is rolling. I am just sharing this video with everyone because, there's a link. Maybe we'll post this link. Warning, it's very graphic. Maybe we won't post that link.
Well, fucking graphics.
I'm not slating that this is concrete evidence, but after all the weird conspiracies, this one has to be the most disturbing I have ever seen. It will be removed soon, as did the others from YouTube.
And then here you go, YouTube.
Warning again, though. Very graphic, she says. I have not watched it. So I don't know. Maybe we should give it a little look to see what it is, and we're not just...
No, I threw it out there. It says something about John Podesta in the thing.
Yeah.
Let me click it. I'll click it. Fuck it. Yeah, I will click it. This clip, maybe, John Podesta abusing kid on video.
No. Fucking throw it up on the TV.
We don't have a TV in here yet. That's my fault. That's my fault. But we're getting close.
Damn.
Yeah, I wonder if I should have
Know if I want to see that, though. That kind of sounded sick.
Watch it right now.
John Podesta abusing a little boy. Throw it up on the TV, bud.
I'm going to watch it right now. I'm going to watch it abuse.
Well, here, let me see.
I'm around. There's nothing you can see in this video.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just fucking blurry as shit you ever seen. and some other stuff.
There's Podesta right there.
Some stuff from Reddit, some weird-ass band. I don't know what we're seeing.
A little boy.
That's from Comic Ping Pong. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's part of that video. I say I don't even see a little boy being abused. Maybe they edited the video. I don't know.
I bounced through it pretty quick, but I didn't see no fucking child rape.
I didn't either. Or abuse. You know, it doesn't have to be rape. It could just be like, no kid got punched there or thrown down.
Hey, JB's in the chat. What's up, JB? I was just talking to you.
So, about you.
Yeah.
So the next email, and is the last email, from Sierra. It says, hey, guys, last couple of episodes have scored low on my shit show meter. Lol. I would think high on the shit show meter, right? Like, this is a shit show. It would be high on that meter.
I'll finish it. Maybe that's not what she means.
I'm the one who said the alien abduction episode was a shit show a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so that's good then.
You weren't the only one. Love you guys and the content you produce. Oh, yeah, so it has to be good. Armand, you got to get into it a little bit more and be a little bit more open-minded, though. And you guys should do it.
Hold on, stop right there. Armand today, the first time ever, I believe, did pre-research for the show. Because I told him what the topic was about. And he at least Googled it and read a little bit before the show. So, you know what? He might as well be.
That's the most quick he got out of here. He's like, fuck this. Yeah, well, if I don't know about it, I'm not sitting in here.
Hey.
Also, you guys should do an episode on spies. I think we did do an episode on spies.
Something about that. Well, we did that Spy Master, yeah. E. Howard Hunt.
Yeah. Like government spies and shit. Yeah, right. I think we did
spy
that.
Spy gear and shit. That'd be good.
Oh, spy tech. That would be neat. Like James Bond. We've talked about it. We had to have. It was a whole Q discussion. Anyway, that would be cool. Team Eric, by the way. No fuck yous, though, for Everett with an E on the end. You're cool, too, but me and Eric are just on the same level.
Lower than me?
Always keep up the good work, guys. No, not lower than you, you prick.
Oh.
Anyways, that's all for emails.
Thanks, Sierra. Thanks, everybody who sent us a voicemail. Remember, emails, info@SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Maybe you will get on the air. I guarantee you're getting on the air. I mean,
oh, yeah, no, yeah.
I don't see what somebody could honestly put in there where I would go, dude, you know what?
You'd have to reel inward.
Stop.
Inward get you.
Just stop. This is a challenge.
You're right. New challenge. Inward get you bonked immediately.
Never mind.
In fact, banned, I would think, right?
Probably so. I don't dig the inward. It's funny from time to time, but really, you don't want to. It's all about context on that one.
Uh huh.
All right. Well, with that said, let's
start them up. What do we got? Voicemails, eh?
Hold on a minute. Something's weird here. Something's real weird.
It's not holding all the voicemails,
so
is it?
I'm looking for the last ones I did. Did we not do voicemails last week?
No, because there was no show last week.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. All right. Let's start with our good buddy Keith in the guise of Jess Piccoli. I feel like we've listened to this
Keith, one. Let me know if that hat was fucking fitted or if it was a snapback.
We've heard this one. Let's stop it. I feel like we've heard this. Uh-huh. Must be holding it.
What's up, guys? It's Jeff Spicoli. That's the name they gave me.
We did listen to this.
Just wanting to call and say Canadian Keith is like the coolest.
Yeah, we did. We listened to that one the one after. Thanks, Keith, man. I love your stuff. Just, we'll listen to it again. Here, this one's from Dave. Do we listen to this?
What I don't get is you did CERN as your own set.
I think we did this one.
Back in the day. And then
we did this one. Okay. Ted. I think we did Ted, too.
Ted Talks?
No, just Ted.
If he's talking.
What's up, gents?
What's up? We heard
Ted him. Ted in Chicago.
Yep, we heard him.
Yeah, okay. Now, this one's got to be new. Let's see here.
Fuck Everett.
Fuck Everett.
All the way.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay, that was Nick from L.A., who's apparently not an Everett advocate. Fair enough. Fuck you, Nick. Okay, this next one's from Young Dice, Dice Man Lives. I wonder if it's actually the Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey, Eric Everett.
What's up?
Armand, I came here for one reason. I came here to let you know whose team I'm on.
Zach.
You know, sometimes you make good points, all of yous. A lot of times you sound like, you're trying to fill airspace, but.
We do that.
for the most part, Team Everett.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Definitely Team Eric sometimes. Definitely Team Global Warming. Definitely Team Evolution.
Yes.
Definitely Team Hashtag Fuck Armand.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you, Young Dice from LA, I imagine. LA,
yeah, of course.
All right. This one's from Drewski Batowski. He's a long time listener, first time
caller.
Fourth, fifth time caller. Here we go.
Fuck you, Armand, you green slime drinking global warming denying Trump supporting son of a bitch.
Wow, I like it. I mean, he's not wrong.
Short, concise, hits every talking point you could ever want on the subject.
He's not wrong.
No, now that could be a voicemail of the decade.
Of the month, even.
Anyway, here's another from an Anon. It's 2 seconds long. Let's see if we can have a 2-second voicemail.
Hey, fuck you, Armand.
I like it.
Okay, that was the Ocho man.
Yeah, well, fuck you, Armand.
Hey, fuck you, Armand.
I want to put that as a text. Was the Ocho. A text ring for my phone every time Armand texts me.
Hey, fuck you, Armand.
There might be a better one. You never know.
Could be. This is from Coors Light and Steak. Let's see who we got here.
Hey, longtime listener, Sam Elliott here.
Okay, this guy doesn't sound like Sam Elliott at all.
You know what I mean, man. Yeah, no.
You don't want to do this, mijo. I don't do Sam Elliott either, but this guy definitely doesn't.
I like to listen to Surreal Talk when I'm having a nice Coors Light on a hot day. You ever been on a picnic surrounded by your family and you're reaching to the cooler and you pull out that ice cold Coors Light and you look around and you realize,
yeah, man. Yeah, every time.
Hell, Sam, this ain't a family picnic. This is a Coors Light commercial. Today I was listening to the show while I was eating a steak.
Yeah.
Black peppercorn on the steak.
Yeah.
And I realized, damn it, Sam, that's not black peppercorn. You cooked your steak in tar chips again.
Oh.
Tar chips.
Anyway, listen to Surreal Talk, one of my favorite things to do when Bradley Cooper's not impersonating me and making a lot more.
He did. Did you see that movie where he pretty much did a Sam Elliott impersonation?
No.
I think Sam Elliott was his brother in that movie, honestly. Rocks, the one with him and that Lady Gaga.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hold on. Lady Gaga movie. They sing that song, Lady Gaga.
They sing a song? Is it Curtis Lowe?
No, hold on. It's Shallow was the song, and the movie was Star is Born. You didn't see that?
No, I did not.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
They won an Oscar, I believe, or something pretty close to that.
I have no idea.
It was an okay song. Anyway, what were we doing? Voicemail?
Yes, of course.
We go back and continue this.
Money doing my voice in a movie that I'm in. You ever thinking, how are you going to do my voice in a movie that I'm in? Damn it, Sam. just getting a lot more men. Damn it, Sam. Or Bradley. Just came by to say, fuck Armand.
Fuck Armand. I don't blame you.
Well, I'm glad he ended with that. This next one's from someone named Everett. I don't think it's the real me.
Hey, this is Everett from Surreal Talk. I just want to say, fuck you, Armand.
No, that's you.
Show. Hey, what is this?
He came in at the end there, obviously.
Yes, he did.
Hey, this is Everett from Surreal Talk. I just want to say, fuck you, Armand. Have a good show.
Hey, what is this?
He always seems so like, ugh, what is this?
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
This is from Sunlight Blue.
I'm appalled.
Fuck you, Armand.
What did you say?
Fuck you, Armand.
Fuck you, Armand.
What, never mind.
Take it for what it is. We'll appreciate that. This is from, thank you, Sunlight, bro, for good old-fashioned fuck you, Armand. We're going to play all these all next week. I should have probably been marking these. This is a F, you, Armand. Save that note. Should have did that. Oh, well. This one's from Alyssa.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Alyssa. I'll keep my last name anonymous.
Good idea.
Don't read it at the end, Alyssa.
I don't have it.
No, I'm saying she better not.
Oh.
I just wanted to call and say Team Armand. I'm talking kind of low because I'm actually in my office right now.
And you don't want anyone to know
your Team Armand. We get it. Right, right.
Totally. There's a few people like that around here.
No. But yeah, Team Armand. Fuck you, Eric and Everett.
God damn. All right. Well.
She's saying threesome? Oh, she's not. That's an Armand joke there.
Hello, it's Alyssa again.
Hey, welcome back.
For the low speaking still, I have not left work yet.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to suggest something maybe to talk about on the show. The show Stranger Things. I just finished season 3, and I've seen a lot of conspiracy theories.
We talked about Stranger Things in the Montauk episode. I've seen the first 2 seasons. I haven't watched season 3. Have you watched it at all?
No.
It's pretty good.
The season 3 of Stranger Things.
No, I mean Stranger Things at all, have you watched?
No, I have not.
You should check it out.
Surrounding that, especially with subliminal shots that they take in America, whether it's the writings that they use, things that the Russians say, or whether it has to do with just little comments made by the conspiracy theorist guy on there. I don't know. I've just noticed a lot. I mean, I'm not mad about it because
it's propaganda.
I'm not the biggest fucking fan of America. I live here, yeah, woohoo. But
I like America.
I think it'd be cool to delve into that a little. It's an interesting.
I just like to.
That's a good show.
I'd like to say, though, that my love of America isn't so much with the people in the government, but I love the ideas and the, what should be the principles of America.
Man, you remember how it used to feel about America? You're patriotic, and not you in general, but like most people, for the majority, it was like.
Well, it's not as cool to be patriotic anymore. Well, it used to be cool, but it's not cool anymore to be as patriotic.
Is that what it is?
I think that's exactly what it is.
It's not cool.
You don't have your Hacksaw Jim Duggins anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's a shame.
That's a shame.
Next show, if any of you have seen it, I'm sure you'd agree.
I'll get into watching it again.
I wanted to suggest that. So,
well, thank you for the suggestion. I'm probably not going to watch. I've got Caddyshack up next. So
this next one's from a guy I've never heard of. I'm going to see if I can pronounce this. Kevin Yarrow.
Oh, is there an Ernst in there somewhere?
No, nothing like that. Good old bud, Kevin. See what he's got to say this week.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm 100% certain that if 200,000 people stormed the Area 51 gates, that at least 50,000 of them are going to get shot and fucking completely killed.
50 fucking thousand of them. That's going to be madness.
Dude, if they shoot 50,000 of their own citizens, it's...
Can you fucking imagine? You have to bomb that. There's none. You can't shoot. You know how long it would take to shoot 50,000 rounds?
Shit.
Even if they had 1,000 people, you know, that's 50 Dude, rounds a person. They have that's two clips of guard.
They have a machine gun that goes on back of a Humvee that shoot like 80 rounds a second.
Okay, let's do some math here. In 10 seconds, that's 800 rounds. You're talking about well over 2 minutes to shoot 50,000 rounds.
Yeah, that's...
For 2 fucking minutes? And that's if every bullet only hits one person and is a kill shot.
And is a kill shot.
But granted, some bullets are going to go through more than one person.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're not getting a one-for-one kill on these bullets.
I wouldn't do you. Okay, fair. But I'm still saying under 10 minutes, you can shoot 50,000 people.
Let's talk about this real quick. Thanks for the thing, Kevin. We're not done with you. We'll finish your voice.
Yeah, and we should pre this no, here let's by finish saying it. We'll come back to. We're not going to shoot anyone. And but I'm saying you could shoot 50,000 people if you wanted to. I feel like you could do that.
You could, but why would you?
The problem is getting 50,000 people in one place.
Well, that's what you're saying, Area 51, whenever they try to storm it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's plausible.
Let's wind this back here a little bit.
Fucking completely killed. And then the other 150,000 are probably going to have to turn around and run for their goddamn lives. Because I just don't think they fuck around with that shit. We'll see.
What he's basically describing is the Las Vegas shooting version in Area 51. You know what I mean? They're going to get up in the fucking window and rain down hell.
It's not going to be a good thing. For either side. So what's going to happen is even the people that are look like us, that are sitting back and they're watching the whole thing and they're sharing the memes and stuff, if they shoot 50,000 Americans, regardless of if they were coming into a top secret base, that's going to piss me off. I won't
can't
be
do that.
I won't be okay with that.
No, you shouldn't.
Do you think
it's okay for 50,000 people, for whether they want to know what's in there or not, to attempt to storm any military installation?
We the people can do as we choose, yes.
So national security be damned. If we get it in our head.
National security be damned what?
National security be damned.
What, you mean like if there's a virus in there that could get everybody sick?
Who knows
sick?
What's in there? There's a reason we don't know. What if it was NORAD? You say 50 or 100,000 people want to know exactly what's going on in NORAD.
So we can't have that. We can't have that.
That's my point. We don't know what's going on in Area 51. We think from pop culture there's aliens and shit going on in there. We think there's fucking flying saucers.
We know. Okay, let's be serious here.
If there wasn't, man, why wouldn't they come out and tell us there's not directly? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they said plenty of times that we've had no fucking contact with aliens.
They didn't acknowledge Area 51 until like 90-something, dude. They didn't even acknowledge
think
it
about
was
like
a
this.
Fucking thing.
To make it so big and all these people are going to go there, if there was anything at all they were really worried about, wouldn't they get rid of it? Wouldn't they just take it over to Area 52 or wherever else?
I mean, I would think you'd just transfer.
Just out the back door. Just go.
Big planes, cargo planes. Take whatever you needed.
And two, you know what it's like around Area 51. We looked at the maps. You can't just get out there. It's fucking desert.
There's a cliff overlooking. Employees fly there. Let's tell like it is. They go out of Vegas airport and fly there.
We've heard all the stories about anytime somebody's out there with a car, here comes the fucking security right out to you. So good luck marching 100,000 fucking dipshits out there.
Yeah, but there's only 2 security guards most of the time. So, I mean, you get 100,000 people, you're on top of the front door. You're getting to the front. All I'm saying is if those 250,000 people stormed Area 51.
You shoot 2 people and it's over. You shoot 1 person and this whole thing's over. Everybody scatters when 1 person dies. You think they get mad and say, 1 person's dead, we're going to go finish this? No.
I'd say you're right, just because the conviction there isn't.
It's not a joke.
Life-threatening as far as what we don't need that information. It's not a cure to cancer in there that they're hiding from us.
This is the cool concert people are going to. You know what I mean? This is the cool thing. It's a joke. It's ha-ha. I'm in part of the in crowd. It's a living meme. You know what I mean? I'm part of a living fucking meme. And as soon as one person gets shot, it's over. That meme dissolves and people run out into the desert never to be seen again.
Torchlight, great idea. That's what's our next Surreal Talk shirt. I stormed Area 51 and survived.
How about somebody stormed Area 51 and all I got was a stinking shirt?
Yeah, that's
that's
a good
pretty
one.
Good one, too.
Yeah. All I got was this lousy shirt. It's got a hole in it, though.
And on the back of it, there's an alien.
Green alien turd.
Ooh, I love alien turds.
Play a voicemail.
All right, next one's from Ted. Come on, Ted. All right, Ted, you got some noise.
What's up, gents?
What's up, Ted?
Ted in Chicago.
Hey, Ted.
Hope everybody had a good 4th of July.
We did, Ted.
I know we have some brothers and sisters across the pond.
Yes, we do.
UK listening.
That's true.
I just want to send you a happy and healthy fuck you from America.
All right.
Other than that,
he said that
Eric,
the UK?
The last YouTube stream, I sent you the Bible Genesis Explained. I don't know if you listened to all of it or not.
I can answer that. He has not listened to a single second of it.
This guy, I don't know what he's talking about.
The Bible, it was in the chat last time he said.
Well, yeah, I likely didn't get it then, bro.
Send Eric an email at info@serialtalkpodcast.com.
Yeah, definitely. Or if, who is this?
This is Ted. Hey, it's Ted from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Hope you did. It's that was me and my buddy.
It was him and his buddy.
The Bible.
Resend it, bro.
Pretty much just shitting on it.
Why don't you post it in the group? Ted, if you're listening, post that shit in the group. And tag Eric in it. Tag me and Eric both.
Yeah, please. I would love to watch that.
Yeah.
Fun. Hope you enjoyed it if you did listen to
it. This is your fault, not ours, Ted, is what he's saying. It's on you, Ted. I like saying Ted.
No, I just didn't see it in there. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
Other than that, I'm just calling to say team fucking Eric.
Yeah.
Listen to
that's
that,
so much conviction in his voice. Back. Did you hear that? Just listen team that, fucking Eric.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah. Thank you, man. Thank you, Ted. Send me that video.
City bombing and Eric fucking snap, bro. Just wanted to say
I don't feel like you did good on the episode.
On that fucking podcast. I thought it was incredible.
Ted, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I didn't really know much going into
it. Furthermore, anytime I see your name in the voicemails, you're just gone. That's it. I'm deleting everything from Ted.
Play Ted. Play Ted.
All right.
Do it. But Eric, man, brought your fucking A-game, and I loved it.
Every now and then.
Hope everyone had some decent time off, enjoyed the holiday, everything like that. Just want to say thanks for keeping us entertained out here.
Welcome, buddy. Team fuck you, Ted.
Yeah, definitely. Gabriel, for the record, we've been live 30 minutes for this show, and then we were live about 55.
Oh, we've been live longer than 30 minutes for the show. We've been live 37, 56 for the show.
Is that right?
Shane Gore says, Everett's big ass could probably deflect at least 50% of the bullets. You son of a bitch. What?
What'd you not hit?
I hit record because it's recording. Look at the number counting up.
Oh, I thought it was green when it was recording.
That's red. Green when it's ready, red when it's recording.
That's so fucking stupid.
Is it? Torchlight, I followed Everett across the desert. I still have a problem with this whole my big ass could deflect 50% of the bullets, Shane Gore.
Well, because it's Gore not is. The most flattering angle. Stand up. He's not that big. He looks bigger on screen.
Hold on.
All right, it's not.
I'm thick. There's a 16-ounce bottle. I guess I am kind of thick. Shit, maybe my ass would deflect a bunch of bullets. I don't know.
I mean, I'll stand behind you.
I'm not trying it. You'll stand behind me? Yeah. I hope you get shot through me, if that's the case.
You think so?
I hope it's a big fucking caliber, like 50 cal, slams through me, I explode.
Oh, you explode immediately on impact, and then
that's
it just
what happens.
It bounces off
and
me.
And then you get hit with shrapnel in my bones, and it kills you. You're killed
no,
by my
no,
bones,
I get an infection from that, and it causes me to lose my arm.
Gabriel Noriega in the chat has not watched live before. Gabriel, welcome to the show.
Television adds 20 pounds. Yeah, well, how many fucking cameras?
How many pounds does YouTube add? Because I feel like it's 40. It's probably not. Probably not.
Take your shirt off and prove it. Oh, God.
Don't you? I'll fucking take my shirt off. I don't care. Eric's did it before.
Black clothes always make you look thinner on camera.
I'm wearing gray, though.
Are they talking to me?
Yeah, they're saying you look anorexic.
Nobody said that.
They did.
Get fucked.
Here's the next voicemail from Keith. I believe Keith's still in the chat. Keith, you out there? This is you on here, buddy. Keith loves a good bong rip. I know that. I'm right there with him. That's my fake bong rip sound.
How's it? Thicker than a snicker. I like that. That's funny.
How's my bong sound?
Sounds like it's clogged and that you're not sucking hard enough. There you go.
That was my cough. That was not fake. I just actually inhaled some of that soda.
Ah, said I was lying. Keep your shirt on.
Oh.
What's up, guys? It's Canadian Keith back
up,
at
Keith?
It again. Shout out
I
to
take
Armand,
my shirt off.
Team Armand.
Really?
For an episode, So me and my friends were talking at work. PureRatioCBD.
I heard of them. I heard of them.
Use code Surreal for 20% off.
That's good advice.
But anyways, we were talking about song lyrics and how a lot of them, you know, have underlying hidden sex messages, basically.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest examples was we were actually talking about weddings and stupid wedding songs, and Macarena came up, so I put that song on my computer.
Is that a sex song?
I don't know. I remember.
Put it in her butt, and you call her freaking Tina. Hey, Macarena. That's not
how it is. Right. Yeah.
And I actually had the lyrics, and we were all just fucking mind blown with the lyrics. I think if you guys all remember, there's a maniacal laugh in the middle where she's like, ah!
I gotta hear that again.
Like, ah!
Wait, what has that laugh in it?
My boyfriend. I think, and we were all just fucking mind blown with the lyrics. I think
Macarena.
If you guys all remember, there's a maniacal laugh in the middle where she's like, ah! And
God, that's got to be one. We got to use that somehow.
What was I supposed to do? You guys all remember their saying in the middle where she's like, ah, and like, ah, like, ah, in the middle where she's like, ah.
So we need that to replace this.
And
that's a classic one there.
Nicolito was out of town, and what was I supposed to do? Because his two friends were so fine. So basically, Macarena is going around and fucking all her boyfriend's best friends and getting tag-teamed and Eiffel Towered and London Bridge
going on
and
there?
Whatever the fuck they were doing.
Talking to your mic.
And the whole chorus with those Mexican dudes or whatever they are, I translated that because I work with a couple bilingual people. And basically the lyrics of that
are, there's a difference.
Your body is good, bring happiness to your body, Macarena, because your body is good and you deserve happiness. So the whole song is about, like, fuck as many dudes as you can, ride as many dicks as you can. Get
again, that's not bad advice if that's what you're into.
That
orgasm. It's a little nasty, but, you know, it's your life.
So that was pretty weird. And obviously there's many more examples. There was Hilary Duff. She had that song Come Clean where it's, I want to feel the thunder. I want to scream. Let the
rain after us. We don't know. I think she was an actress, Hilary Duff. Wasn't she? She's like a Lindsay Lohan lookalike or something.
Look right now and find out because I have no idea who that is.
She wasn't Hannah Montana. She was like, fuck, hold on, Hillary. She was one of those, like, she had like a show on Disney Channel.
Oh yeah. That's no, that's not
Lizzie McGuire. She was Lizzie McGuire.
I thought that was a chick that went crazy.
No, that was Britney Spears, wasn't it?
No, there was another one.
Anyway, here we go.
Down, Amanda, I'm coming. Bynes. Those are the literal lyrics, man. She wants to feel the thunder. She wants to scream. She wants to get pounded out real good. And she wants to rain her pussy rain down.
Whoa.
And come all over the place. And then, of course, we have Madonna. And, you know, that's no secret there. Madonna's always talking about sex. But
yes, she is.
Like a Prayer. If you think about those lyrics, which most people already have, that song I pretty well,
that's obviously, that's not even
jobs,
that's not even hiding Like a Prayer. Yeah.
Like a virgin. Just like
I'm down on my knees. I want to take you there in the midnight hour. I can feel your power.
Yeah, you're a bigger Madonna fan than I am.
I mean, I've just heard the song a bunch of times. It's obviously about sex.
Let's see. I'm down on my knees. Yeah, there you go. I want to take you there in the midnight hour. I can feel your power.
Sorry, Keith, I beat you to the punch on that one.
Just like a prayer, you know I'll take you there.
You might sing it
so
better, though.
He's got a better voice.
She wants to give a blowjob. She wants to feel the power. And, yeah, sex is great. So maybe that's a good topic, sex in songs that you might not have realized. All right, later, guys.
I feel like that whole voicemail was just an excuse for him to do that. A, that laugh.
And B, the...
The song.
I want to take... You can call in and sing if you want, Keith. You don't even have to have an excuse, brother. You're good people.
Right about,
do, because his two friends were so fine. So basically,
where was that laugh?
20% off all hidden set. Talking about weddings. Team Armand.
I want to buy one of those snapback hats.
I've lost it. I've lost that laugh. I'll come back to it and find it later, because that was too good.
That was good.
All right. Thanks, Keith, buddy, man. We'll see you in the chat, see you in the group. We'll see you everywhere. We should see you everywhere these days. Not a bad thing.
No, hell, man. We went live the other day and called me.
In the Zong Zone, so to speak?
No, in the Surreal Talk. Oh, right. And the other one, you know.
The Joker Smoker Toker?
Yes.
Hey, if you guys aren't checking out that show, by the way, this is the social show, so I can talk about it.
Uh-huh.
It's an organized other show with the Ocho Man. Not the Ocho Man behind the A-Ball show, but it's the one where we're equals, mostly. We're equals to the Ocho Man almost on that show. And we talk about basically anything. It's just us being dipshits all stoned out, a lot of weed talk, a lot about music. Like the other last episode we did, we fucking, I don't know, we played probably 15 songs. I never checked to see if that one got booted off YouTube. It should have.
It probably did.
It probably did. We were kind of testing YouTube there to see if they'd fucking boot us off. That happened on Serial Talk. One time we used the Beatles number 9, and it immediately got that show taken off of YouTube. For like the 30 seconds of that song we used, they were like, no. So I edited it out. I sung over the top of it, the lyrics to the song, because I have a great voice, and that's what's on there now.
That's not true.
You can find it now. I might find it here in a minute. Anyway, here's one from DJ.
Fuck you, Everett.
Oh.
Hey, fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, fuck you, Everett. Fuck him. Fuck you, Everett.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Hold on.
Fuck you, Everett.
Are they all fuck you, me?
Fuck you, Everett.
I don't know, man. Fuck they may you, be.
Oh, this is your fucking interns, isn't it?
Could be.
You guys are fired. I hope you're listening. This is just the last. You'll never intern in this town again. Leave more voicemails.
Leave more voicemails.
More clear voicemails. We got microphones all over this place. That's lazy. Yeah. It's just lazy, boys.
You have a phone. That's
we
all
have
you
a,
need.
We have a Drew and a Brian and a John. Go find them. Make them give you stuff, and it'll be funny for us. Anyway, last voicemail today is from someone.
I told me to get created.
Someone named Annie Most Mouse.
Fuck you, Everett.
Thank you.
Waited around for all of that.
I went in there and I
told fuck you, Everett.
I said, guys, do me a favor. I'm going to write a web address down for you. You go here. Scroll halfway down the page on the right-hand side. There's a little place you hit start recording. And as soon as it starts recording, you just say, fuck you, Everett. I was like, I'm a little busy today. I can't get enough fuck you, Everett's in there, so I'm going to need you guys to do it for me. It's like, oh, yeah, cool. Only two of them got it done. That's the bitch about it. You know how many I told to do
They're getting paid to do this, by the way.
You know how many I told to do it?
Our interns here make more money than most people I know.
I know. And they got to just leave us a voicemail that says, fuck you, Everett. And two of them did it.
Yeah. Well, that's just low effort there, boys. Low effort. Yeah. Maybe they did, and they just didn't come in.
Disappointed in you guys.
Maybe they did, and they just didn't come in yet. Give them the benefit of the doubt.
For sure.
But next week's, that better be a bunch of fuck you Erics from the interns.
Well, you'll have to talk to them, and, you know, they probably aren't going to do that.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm not an asshole to them.
I'm not going
to
talk to them.
I know that.
I don't begin
you don't
to
fraternize
get to their
with
level.
The help.
Yeah, I don't get down to their level. Ass. I'm just kidding. You got anything else you want to read today? We got anything?
No, I
got
a group messages. Car from the dealership.
Oh, yeah, I got to give you a ride. So, yeah, I guess that's it, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the social show today. A lot of good stuff.
A lot
you
of
guys
bad
want,
stuff.
Want to leave your voicemails. You know you're going to make it on the show.
That's true.
Don't be afraid. Send us a message. Tell us how you feel about us.
Yeah. I mean, you don't got to hold no punches, really.
If you got to say fuck you ever, you got to say it. I understand a lot of people feel the need. I don't.
I do. Fuck you, Everett. That's a live
stretch.
One.
Got to stretch. Oh, thank you. Okay, anyway. Yeah, all right. Thanks
a
lot.
Hey, so, I mean, if we can discuss something on there.
Com. Well, go ahead. Yeah. This is open forum for you.
So how come, this is a question, this isn't a discussion. So how come?
Ocho does not suck for sure. Ocho Man does not suck. Hold on. It is bad. I can't listen to Ocho without you guys. Don't you ever talk bad about Ocho. Just saying. Anyway.
I'm trying to remember what I was going to say.
I got mad.
Fuck.
Nobody talks bad about my
Ocho. Oh, so how come you can have a tweet and it can get, it's just arbitrary number, 500 impressions.
God damn it. Nobody gives a shit about this.
And then you can retweet from an account that's got more reach and it gets
SerialTalkPodcast.com.
And it gets 600 impressions on that tweet.
Emails.
But your original tweet still only has 500 impressions.
SerialTalkPodcast.com.
Like, how is that?
I don't know, man. Check insights.twitter.com. Maybe you get a better idea.
That's not even a real web address.
Analytics.twitter.com. You're fucking sorry. Me. Analytics.twitter.com. There.
Okay. Yeah, but that's all. That's all
I have. It doesn't matter. All right, catch you guys maybe next. The big reason why we might not have a show this week. If you listen all the way to the end, you're going to know that this Friday I'm having a kid.
Oh, yeah. We forgot the announcement.
Yeah, so I probably might not be here next week. If I am, what were we planning on doing next week?
Talking about kid conspiracies.
No, that wasn't it at all. We'll find out.
Babies.
No, I have it written down. We'll go back to it.
Why the diapers on humanitarian?
We're not talking anything about baby stuff next week.
Oh.
The other bottle than the fact that my head on and everything went good, that's the only thing I hope to report on that. Other than that, that's it. Having a kid. So if we don't have a show, that's why. You can get at us any number of ways if you want to make sure we hear what you got to say. With that, we're out of here. Catch you guys next week.
Later, alligators.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.